team on the season, 27 wins in 30 games. And Minster handles Toronto here today, a club that was ranked first and second in the AP poll most all year long. Minster ranked in the top 10 as the season progressed. Finished in a three-way tie for second in the very tough Midwest Athletic Conference, went 23-7 on the year, played in a lot of very close games. Minster prevailing in fine fashion. Big error by Toronto in the first, a three-base error, in fact. Isaac Dorston with two down and the bases clogged in the first inning, lifted a long high drive along the right field line about 300 feet from home plate, and it was simply muffed, hit the glove of the right fielder. His mitt was in the air above his head. He didn't reel it in. All three runs scored, and just leave the rest to Aaron Ernst. He was sharp, in control the entire day for Minster, Matt.
Definitely. Finished with 92 pitches on the day. Like you said, gave up the six hits and walked three, but struck out seven. And even when Toronto did have the little threats, he was able to step up his game and came up with a couple big strikeouts, I believe in the fifth and the sixth or thereabouts, to preserve the shutout. And it's like we've talked about the last 2 weeks. The team that makes the plays,
yep,
is going to advance. And that today, that was Minster.
Yeah, the most significant strikeout was the 3-2 pitch to Cheetok. He swung and missed with the bases loaded and two down in the fourth. And that was the last gasp, essentially, for Toronto. That came in the fourth inning. Oh, what a win by Minster. The Wildcats take it in Minster fashion. Very good defense, outstanding pitching, and the hitting just timely enough. And Minster KOs Toronto by a score of 3-0 and awaits the winner of Rushi Dalton. First pitch time for that game is 1 p.m., and we'll be on the web online with the pregame at 12:40. Let's hear from a few additional sponsors, including Local Equipment, Matt. Then we'll return to wrap it up with the totals on this game. Minster 3, Toronto nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
I am Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back here at Huntington Park in Columbus, where Minster has downed Toronto by a score of 3-0. Minster winning tournament games 14-0 and 12-1, but also had tight tussles. 1-0 over St. Henry, 2-0 over Delphic St. John's, 6-1 over New London, 3-1 over Leipzig, 3-0 here today. As we have remarked all day long, it is a battle-tested Minster team that got the better of Toronto here today, 3-0. Excellent pitching by Aaron Ernst. He was marvelous all day long. The hitting for Minster was timely enough. The defense for Minster, Matt, was rock solid. That was the difference in this game when you look at the fact that Toronto couldn't make some basic plays.
Definitely, Niemeyer had like 7 putouts.
Mm-hmm.
And then their right fielder, with the one chance that he has, drops it, and that's the game.
Yep.
It's like you said, Minster made the plays. That great play there at shortstop to start the 7th inning.
Yeah.
That was the final straw.
Uh-huh.
You could just tell Toronto, you know, if he would have got on, they had the top of the order, who knows what would happen.
And Toronto closes out the year 27-4. It's a club that had won 27 of 30 coming into this game. It was ranked first and second all year long in the Associated Press poll. So much for AP rankings. Minster fans are probably saying, we told you so, Toronto. We told you so.
And Rushi could say the same thing. They weren't ranked the whole year.
Exactly.
Here they are.
Yep. Rushi coming up next against Dalton. First pitch time at 1. Online with the pregame here on scoresbroadcast.com at 12:40. Hitting stars today for Minster. Top of the order, Matt, Isaac Schmiesing, John Niemeyer, Alex Lemkuhl, 2 hits each, 5 of the 6 singles, Niemeyer a double back in the first. Top of the order, got it done. Jared Hulsman hitting 9th, the single. Bryce Schmiesing had a single in the 5th spot that came in the 5th inning. Minster defeating Toronto 3-0, and high school baseball is... you've got to be fundamentally solid to win significant tournament games. If you're playing good competition, usually in high school baseball, the team that makes more mistakes loses. And I mean bases on balls, wild pitches, passed balls, and certainly errors. And that big one in right field cost Toronto in the first inning and was the difference in the outcome.
And like you said, the top 3 batters for Minster there was 6 hits. The first 2 guys got on. They put the pressure on Toronto right away. And yet, he came back with the 2 strikeouts, and then they had the intentional walk. But then there was the error. But then again, that comes back to the top of the order doing their job, getting on base, and putting pressure right away on Toronto.
Yep, very well said. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the U.S. Bank, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. In addition, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy Vision for a Lifetime, focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Matt, I'm going to have you think for just a moment about our Clancy star of the game. Give it some thought. A star, maybe it's a two-way tie, maybe two Minster stars. Certainly Aaron Ernst has got to be in the picture. Give it some thought. We'd also like to let you know, thanks to Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushik, also the Jewelry Barn, new on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, the best in custom jewelry and jewelry repair, also carrying a wide variety of fine jewelry. Say hello to Jolene, Chris, and Rachel at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on the web at www.jewelrybarnusa.com. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Our Clancy star or stars of the game, Matt?
You probably have to go with a tie on that. Like you said, the way that Ernst pitched today was outstanding. But I also like to go with John Niemeyer in right field. Mm-hmm. Right? 7 putouts. He had this assist on the big double play there at first base, mm-hmm. and also had 2 hits and a run scored. He had a big game today for the Wildcats.
A good pick. He was very good defensively and, as you noted, had 2 hits additionally, along with Aaron Ernst, who sparkled on the mound for Minster here today. They are our stars of the game. We'll hear from Clancy's. Clancy's located on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Matt Zerker, by way of quick summation, totals on this game, won by Minster 3-0.
Okay, for the Minster Wildcats, they finished with 3 runs on 8 hits with no errors. They left 7. For the Toronto Red Knights, they had no runs on 6 hits with 2 big errors, and they left 8 runners on base.
And the Minster Wildcats victorious here today in Game 1, the first of 2 Division 4 state semifinals, advancing on to tomorrow's 4 o'clock state championship contest against the winner of the game between Rushi and Dalton. That one's coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com. We will go offline for a while and then return online at about 20 to 1, first pitch at 1. We'll return online about 20 to 1. You'll hear Van Halen music leading up to our pregame at 12:40. First pitch at 1. Rushi Dalton coming up next. For Matt Zerker and Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer saying so long for just a short while. Minster has defeated Toronto in a Division IV state semifinal 3-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.